Good morning, everyone. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All glory belong to you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, God, and we honor you and we thank you for another day. It has been a rough couple of weeks, and I have to apologize for the absence of last week's show. We were experiencing some thunderstorm here in Jamaica, and with that, the electricity went. So for the majority of the day last week, we were without current or light, as we would say in Jamaica. We were without light. So I wasn't able to upload last week. All right. So this morning, my personal Bible study took me to the book of Mark, chapter 8. I will be sharing with you verses 22 to 26. And you know what's funny? As I read through the scriptures, this thought came to mind: living in an abundant place, but still receiving of the Lord's grace. The scripture starts with Jesus feeding 4,000 people with a few loaves of bread and fishes. And this is similar to the feeding of the 5,000. After sending them away, Jesus came to Bethsaida. The scripture reads, "And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him." The Bible didn't specifically state who they were. It just said they bring. "And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town." So to understand why Jesus did this, we would have to look at Matthew 11 verses 20 to 25. It says, "Then began he to upbraid," which means to scold, "the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they had not repented. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." At that time Jesus answered and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes." So as you can see, the city of Bethsaida made a list. Many great miracles took place in these cities, yet the heart of the people had not turned. These cities had been abandoned by Jesus and left over to the judgment of God. Jesus was adamant that he would not perform any more miracles there. But here we see a man in the scripture, when we read Mark 8, that is in need of healing. So what did Jesus do? Because he said he was not going to perform any more miracles there. In order to heal the man, he took him out of the city, because even though he had left the cities over to the judgment of God, he still extended grace to any individual who lived there that was in need of it. For me, I took two things away from this passage. One is that sometimes God has to remove us from certain places in order to heal us. And remember that healing here is not only from physical ailments, but to give us rest, as he promised the people of the cities he had abandoned in Matthew 11. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and he shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And the second is that sometimes we experience seasons where we feel abandoned. We feel as though we are surrounded by rejection, condemnation, loneliness, or we find ourselves in a place that seems unfruitful and hopeless. From this passage of scripture, we can take assurance that in spite of how we feel or the place we find ourselves in, God's grace is not out of our reach. God will not turn his back on us just because of where we are, be it physical or spiritual. But we must understand that healing and deliverance is only but a prayer and belief away. This morning, as we meditate on these words, let us always remember that God's grace and love will meet us right where we are. God bless you. Take care.